ただいまからリスニングテストを始めます。英会答士のその2、49から73に回答してください。問題は A、B、C の3種類に分かれていて、全部で25問です。いずれの問題も一度しか聞くことができません。問題を聞き終えたら、直ちに回答を記入してください。各リスニング問題におけるそれぞれの問題の回答時間は約10秒です。問題冊子にメモを取ると良いでしょう。それでは例題を聞いてみましょう。
Can we leave now?
Wait, I'm not ready. Don't worry, we won't be late.It's 2 hours before the movie starts.
I know, but the traffic into the city is always very heavy at this time of the evening.
Okay, I'll be ready in a minute.
Question: Why does the woman want to leave soon?
正解は C です。それではリスニングテストを始めます。パート A。リスニング1から10では、会話やアナウンスの後に質問が続きますので、それに対する最も適切な答えを選んでください。
Now we will begin the test. Listening 1.
What time are you thinking of going to the party?
It doesn't start until 6:30, so I'm thinking of leaving here at 5.
Isn't that too early? It only takes 20 minutes to get there.You don't have to leave here until 6 o'clock.
Yeah, but I was going to do some shopping before the party started. I need to get some new pens. None of the ones we have at home write very well.
It doesn't take that long to buy pens. Why not leave at 5:30?
No, the stationery store isn't that close to where the party is, and I don't want to arrive late.
Question 49. What time is the man planning to leave for the party?Listening 2.
Did you hear the factory is going to be shut down for the next couple of days because of the typhoon?
What? No, where did you hear that? Nobody said anything at yesterday's meeting.
The announcement is on the company website.
That's it? Shouldn't we have been told this in an email? Some people might not know about it.
I know what you mean. I found out from my neighbor, who saw the announcement online. And he doesn't even work for us.
Yes, that's exactly my point. I'm one of the regional managers. I should know about it before someone outside the company does.
Question 50. Where did the man learn about the factory shutting down for a couple of days? Listening 3.
Are you still planning to go on a trip to Europe this winter?
I was, but I don't have the time. I really need to catch up on coursework. I've got so many reports to write.
That's too bad. But if you have some time, why not join me in Nagano for some skiing?
Sorry, I'd really love to. You know how much I love skiing, but I'm just too busy. How long will we be up there anyway?
Just 2 days. And then I have to come back for my part-time job at the convenience store.
Well, I hope you have fun. I'll see you when you get back.
Question 51.What are the woman's plans for the winter vacation? Listening 4.
Brad, I'm almost ready to go, but I think I need some coffee before Jenny's piano recital. I'm just going to make some now. Do you want some too?
Yes, but I don't think we have time. We have to leave the house shortly. Let's get some before the recital.There's a nice coffee shop next door to the theater.
Yeah, they have the best coffee in town, although I'm not too sure we can bring it into the theater.
Good point. Well, I can't wait until afterwards, as the recital is rather long. Let's get some from a vending machine and have it on the way.
Good idea.
Question 52. When will the couple drink their coffee?Listening 5.
Hi, I'd like to return this coat that I bought the other day. Here's the receipt.
Certainly. I can return your money, or you can exchange the coat for another one if you like.
Can I see the other coats first and then decide? I'd like something in the same color if possible, and the size was just right, so something similar would be good. What I like, though, is one without pockets in the front, like the one I'm returning. They make the coat look too big.
Well, we have this one over here, but it has no hood, unlike the one you bought. Is that a problem?
No, that's fine. I'll take it. Thanks.
Question 53. Why did the woman return the coat? Listening 6.
Tina, what's that strange sound? Can you hear it?
Yes, I can hear it too. I think it's coming from the kitchen. Did you leave the refrigerator door open again? It makes a sound like that.
No, it's not that loud. It's a bit like the sound the microwave oven makes when something is ready. Wait, it's not the dishwasher, is it? You put the dishes in there about half an hour ago, didn't you?
Oh yeah, that's it. Can you check and see if the rice is ready?
Sure. Oh, wait. It's not quite ready. I guess we'll have to wait until we hear the sound of the rice cooker.
That should just be a few more minutes.
Question 54. What was making the sound the couple heard from the kitchen? Listening 7.
Are you going back home now, Reggie?
Yes, Yuko, in a few minutes. I've just got to put some files away in my office. Oh, I'd offer you a ride home, but for once, I didn't bring the car.
Oh, that's no problem. I came by bicycle today. How are you getting home, then?
Well, I was going to catch the bus, but I think I'll walk instead. I need the exercise. I really should walk more. Driving here every day is making me lazy. Cycling to work every day would be much better for my health. I think I'm going to give it a try.
That's a great idea. And I can cycle in with you, if you don't mind.
Question 55. How does the man usually travel to work? Listening 8.
Hi, Bob. Would you mind driving over to pick me up at the library on your way home?
Okay. Before I pick you up, though, I have to collect the children from the pool. They've got swimming club today, remember?
Oh, yes, of course. I'd forgotten.
You also wanted me to stop at the supermarket for some pizzas and milk.
Right, right. Why don't you go shopping straight after you've picked up the children? Then you can pick me up at the library, and we can all go home together.
That's a good idea.
Oh, have you got enough money for the shopping?
Yes, I just got some money at the bank a few minutes ago. Okay, see you in about half an hour or so.
Thank you so much, darling.
Question 56. Where will the man go directly after he picks up his children? Listening 9.
Good morning, and welcome to your local home center. If you are looking for small home appliances, such as kitchen mixers, electrical fans, and vacuum cleaners, you can find them on the first floor. For those of you who are shopping for larger home appliances, such as TVs, washing machines, refrigerators, and air conditioners, you'll be able to find them on the second floor. Looking for computer supplies? You should head up to the third floor, where you can find computer supplies, such as computer cables and printer ink. Be sure to check out our special sale on all computers and tablets. Our Home Reform Center is on the fourth floor. Our consultants are waiting to help you if you're thinking of making changes to your home. If you need any information at any time, there is an information desk on every floor near the escalators. Thank you for choosing to shop with us here today.
Question 57. On which floor can you find refrigerators? Listening 10.
Excuse me, but I ordered the corn soup with the ham sandwich.
Yes, is there a problem?
Well, the sandwich is fine, but you brought me clam chowder soup.
Oh, you're right. I'm terribly sorry. I'll bring your corn soup right away. You can have the clam chowder free of charge if you like.
No, that's okay. But I'd like to change something, if I may. I made a mistake with my order. I asked for coffee, but I'd rather have milk tea.
Certainly. I'll take care of it right away.
Thank you.
Question 58. What did the woman receive by mistake?
Part B。リスニング11では、英語を聞いて印刷された質問に対する最も適切な答えを選んでください。例題はありません。
Listening 11.
Welcome to our program. Today, we have an interesting story about the market for limited edition sneakers. Joining me now is Hirofumi Kojima, the managing director of Atmos, the first boutique sneaker store to appear in Harajuku. Hirofumi, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So first off, how big is this market for limited edition shoes? Is it even bigger than in the 1990s when the sneaker craze began?
It's bigger now than ever. A new sneaker is released every day of the year, and limited editions will sell out in a day. And now you see a lot of people making money from buying sneakers and then reselling them online. The online market has really changed things. In the 90s, shoppers would queue up for days outside the stores to buy them. Some of them even hired others to wait in line for them. It was intense. Back then, there was no lottery system. It was first come, first served. So, if you got there first, you could buy the shoes.
That's just crazy. So, why is the market still so strong for these rare sneakers? Is it just because we can buy sneakers online?
You would think that, but the answer has more to do with who is buying the shoes. In the past, it was the collectors who were buying the shoes. They were the ones waiting outside stores. But today, people all over the world share an interest in shoes. It's become part of the fashion world. Because it's easier, more people buy sneakers online instead of going to a store. As I said earlier, stores now have lotteries to see who can buy the shoes. But you still see people waiting in line. Today, you can see over 1,000 people waiting in line to buy some limited edition shoes. But that's nothing. In the 1990s, it would have been closer to 3,000. Sadly, though, these days customers don't know much about the history of the shoe or the story behind the colors. They just want to know if it's rare or not.
Okay, so I have to ask, how many pairs of sneakers do you own?
Oh gosh, let me see. I have about 600 at my apartment, about 200 at my parents' home. They aren't happy about that, by the way. So I guess I have about 800 pairs of sneakers, and probably 400 of them are Nike Air Force models.
Wow, that's far more than I thought.
I've slowed down, though. I only buy one or two pairs a month. I used to buy more, most of which I've never worn. Sometimes I'll take them out of the boxes and look at them, or I'll loan them out to be displayed at shoe exhibitions, or they're photographed for magazines. But now the ones I buy, I wear.
So your collecting days are nearly over, huh? Well, thanks so much for sharing all of this with us today, Hirofumi. It really is quite interesting.
Part C. リスニング12からリスニング13では、英語を聞いてそれに対して印刷された各文の内容が正しければ A、True を、正しくなければ B、False を選んでください。例題はありません。それぞれのリスニング問題について英語の指示文が流れます。その20秒後にリスニング問題が始まりますので、印刷されている問題に目を通しておいてください。
Listening 12. You will hear a radio reporter talking about Valentine's Day. Look at the 5 sentences below. Decide if each sentence is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B.
On Valentine's Day in Japan, traditionally, it is assumed that women buy chocolates and men only receive them. However, times are changing. Valentine's Day is no longer just for women. Men are buying too, and department stores are taking notice. Each year, they hold a chocolate event for Valentine's Day. In 2019, Takashimaya hosted 150 chocolate companies, many of whom made special chocolates just for the event. A spokesperson for the event reported that over a period of weeks, an estimated 1 million people attended that year, many of them men. To make it easier for men to buy chocolates, companies like Mary's Chocolates included male sales staff. A survey by the chocolate company Meiji revealed that 31% of men were buying chocolate for themselves. Most of the chocolates were going to women, however. 36% of men said they were buying for their wife, while 26% said they were buying it for their girlfriend. The rest, about 7%, said they were buying it for someone else, like a co-worker, friend, or other family member. I think we can all agree that both men and women find it hard to resist the taste of chocolate.
Listening 13. You will hear a woman called Yuki talking to a man called Michael about what they're going to do on the weekend. Look at the 6 sentences below. Decide if each sentence is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B.
There are a couple of good movies on at the cinema this weekend. Do you fancy going to see one?
Normally I'd say yes, but I won't this time. I've been watching so many on Netflix recently. I've had enough of movies for a while. Do you watch Netflix very much?
I used to. Now I hardly watch it at all, unless there's something I'm really interested in. My mother complained that I was watching it too much and asked me to stop.
I used to be the same, but with YouTube. I really love watching K-pop music videos. I know you don't like Korean pop music, but I think it's great.
Yeah, I just can't get into it. So many of the songs sound so similar to each other. They get a bit boring.
But you like J-pop, don't you? Can't you say the same thing about that? I think those boy bands and girl bands sound exactly the same.
I suppose you're right. But at least I don't have to struggle reading the translations.
I really don't think that's a problem. But then I've studied Korean, unlike you.
Well, if you're not keen to go to the cinema, why don't we go and check out the music stores? And you can introduce me to the latest K-pop music. Maybe I'll find something I like.
This is the end of the listening test.